Well, I got some good news.
What's that?
I'm going to Hollywood.
You're going to Hollywood?
Yes.
Because of American Idol?
No, I can't sing.
Try singing. Let's hear a little singing.
Trust me, I can't.
Come on.
No, I have
Don't
a horrible...
be shy. I bet you have a beautiful voice.
No, it's horrible.
Come on.
I'll be your crying shoulder.
Yeah, you're right. You're
okay,
terrible.
I know.
Anyway, so you're going to Hollywood. What for?
Well, there was some there was a casting call earlier this month, and I was ordered to go, even though I didn't want to go.
You were ordered to go.
Yes, you know the army has this thing about issuing orders and soldiers having to follow through with them and stuff.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so
okay.
I went, and I was a little bit rude. But I have such a great personality that I was...
Is that right?
Yeah, well, the thing is, when I was waiting, I was talking to everyone who was there. I was entertaining...
But God, my personality is just so damn good.
It is. I have a great personality.
So what's your, what's your deal then? What are you, you're going to be in whatever you audition for?
Yeah, they're doing a second audition for me.
What is it?
It was, I don't know, some commercial, some... They're these army commercials they're doing.
Oh, like yeah. Army of One, that type of thing?
I don't know. They didn't explain it to us.
So it was an audition for an army commercial. That's different.
How is that different?
I thought maybe you were going to be on the OC or something. I don't know.
Well, who knows? I might get discovered when I'm out there.
Yeah, maybe.
It was crazy. But I'm pretty surprised because I had a horrible audition.
Well, do you have to talk during it? Usually they show the people just like rappelling around rocks and stuff, don't they? Army people ever talk?
Sometimes.
Well, I guess like be an army of one, like staring into the camera, intense like. You think that'll be your job to look like the badass?
Maybe. I'm not exactly sure what the commercial is going to be about because they didn't explain it to us.
Oh.
And I was really pissed off, too, because when I was leaving, I was doing a second audition there, and the guy said, tell me about yourself. And I said, you know what? Why don't you tell me about yourself? What are you doing here, and what is this for? And I just went off on him. And it was in the open, and there was a hallway full of soldiers. And when I was done, he was like, well, why are you here? And I said, I was ordered to be here. He was like, well, you don't want to be here? I said, no. He said, okay, well, then you can leave. And everyone just started clapping.
And so now you're excited?
Well, yeah, I'm going to freaking Hollywood. Hello.
Where'd you audition at?
On Fort Riley.
Oh, on Fort, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How come I didn't find out about this?
You know, I was going to call you, but I forgot about it.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah, I knew that they would just look at you and choose you, so I didn't want the competition.
If we would have known, we both would have enlisted and gone and tried out.
Heck yeah.
I think you should enlist anyway.
You think I should?
Yeah, I think you both should.
Can we get
I think
one
you
of those?
Both should enlist and come and be my soldiers.
I don't know, I kind of like this.
Yeah. I think you like the army better.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guns
I'll think about it.
Stuff.